Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah speak to you today in Yahshua. Shalom. You may be seated. We do barak him, the highest of praises, that our lips will pour forth the life of his name in the midst of the congregation. That we would esteem the mighty name of Yahweh, because in that name we find the assurance of his salvation, Yahshua HaMashiach. And so we find the comfort, the assurance, and the promises of Almighty Yah in no other name but in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. And so I delight in that truth and the simplicity of that truth today, when there are so many kinds and forms of doctrines that are going forth today to deceive the minds of the masses, and they are drawing them under those things that are tantalizing to the flesh, because they have come out of the belly of the synagogue of Shaitan. Now that is a total different message that must be dealt with great details and with great depth, because that synagogue must be identified, and it is identified in Scripture. I do not want to deal with that today, because I want to proceed forth in the message that I believe that is important for Yisrael to hear. We hear all kinds of winds and all kinds of spirits speaking today, and it's very convincing. It's easy to believe, but it has not the authority of Almighty Yah. It does not produce the true witness of Yahshua, for he is the faithful witness of Almighty Yah. Now that is what Scripture says. He is the faithful witness. He is the firstborn, and he is the only begotten of the bosom of Almighty Yah. And by the power of his dam, his blood, we are cleansed from our sins. Now there are a lot of messages that are going forth today, but they're not steeped or based upon the principles of Torah teaching. It must be based upon the principles of the Mishrah, the government of Almighty Yah. We find these superficial doctrines concerning the blessings, but they're not based upon the teaching of Torah, how the blessings of Yahweh are brought to a man's house. They're based upon a deception of lies and twisting of the Scripture to make them convenient for the hearers to receive it. But it's not based in the principles of Torah. For the Torah teaches us and shows us the blessings of Yahweh. It shows us the fullness and the power of the manifestation of his Yashak, Yahshua. So you cannot have the blessings of Yahweh apart from the Torah. Nor can we be complete without the understanding of the Torah of Almighty Yah. For it was one thing that the Torah did, that it created the Yirah, the fear of Yah. When a man sinned, when he sinned willfully against Yah, under the witness of two or three witnesses, depending upon the sin, then he was eliminated out of the fellowship of Yisrael. When a young man was a gluttonous young man, when a daughter was a rebellious Jezanite, and the young man was caught up in every kind of whoredom, when that witness was found to be true, then that spirit had to be eradicated out from among Israel. And when that spirit and even those who are rejected and eradicated, then fear would fall upon the whole house. And they would fear Yah. And then they will begin to walk completely in the order of his Mishra, what he commanded them to do, and they will do it faithfully and forthrightly. Because the fear of Yah is lost, because this pagan, damnable, corrupt message that is being propagated today, it does not deal with the fear of the Yareh, the fear of Yahweh. And that is why that is one of the most valid components of the message, of the everlasting message that must be declared in the midst of Hashemayim of the heavens. We know the message in the airways today, it is corrupt, it is deceitful, vile, wicked, and evil men. They run the corporate structure of dispensing whatever voice or spirit that they want to dispense. And if you're not a part of their doctrinal theology, then they will reject what you say, and they will not allow that to be propagated in the midst of their false teachings, that it may expose light to their deceived and deceptions of corruption. And so Yah says unto Israel, even as Yahkahan there on the Isle of Patmos, that I will reveal unto you the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. You will know the power of his might, for it shall be revealed unto you in the message that must be declared unto the Bayit, the assembly of Yahweh in Israel throughout the nations of the world. And I want to begin here today, brothers and sisters, in Giliana, in Revelation chapter 14. And there was one that was sent by Almighty Yahweh to declare unto the Bayit, unto the assemblies that were scattered throughout Asia, throughout the world, the message of the end time, or the everlasting message. And it's one thing that we will find as I began to read. You will find that one of these components, or all of these components, are missing from the messages that are going forth today. They're steeped in deception and lies and folly and frivolity. These corporate whorehouses, they're nothing but franchises of business corporation. That's all it is. It does not declare the truth of Yah, because there is no truth without Torah. You have no truth without Torah. I don't care how a man exercises what he calls his intellectual, theological concepts. It means nothing. Let us begin in Giliana chapter 14, verse 6. It says in Giliana, Revelation, Giliana, Giliana, Revelation 14, verse 6. It says, Yahkahan said, and I saw not that he perceived. It was a visible representation and also a visitation. He said, and I saw another Melech flying in the midst of the heavens of the Shemayim. He said, having the Olam, or the everlasting message, the everlasting message to preach to Kara, to them that dwell in the earth. Now that is plain and simple. That he saw this power dispensed from Yah, and he came to declare the everlasting message. And that was a message that must be declared unto Israel. There was a message that must be declared, and this is the time that that message must be declared. For his melach, they are ministering ruach, or spirits, unto the house of Israel. For the melach of Yah encamps about those that yare, or fear Yahweh. So there must be a fear, a great reverence of trembling, of awness when we come to his presence. It has to be that way. For that has been lost among Israel. It has been lost in the world. This world is steeped in its rituals of ritualism. And everything is based upon the gratification and the supplying of the flesh. It supplies nothing to the Ruach. Our inward man, it's dying. There's no life there. The true witness is not there. And Yahshua is the true witness of Almighty Yahweh. There are many false anti-messiahs, and they come in the way of the Lutheran Christ. They come in the way of the Baptist Christ. They come in the way of the apostolic Christ. They come in the way of the oneness Jesus. But they are not the true witness of Yah in Yahshua. For he is the faithful witness. Well, what is he faithful in? Well, the Torah of Yahweh. What else could he be faithful in but the Torah? For he is the faithful. He is the consistent. He is one that will not alter one scintilla of the Torah of Yah. For the heavens will pass, and the Olam will pass before one jot, one small infraction of the Torah be eradicated. For he shall bring the whole earth down before he does that. The heavens shall fall from their place, and the nakedness of Yah shall appear before one small thing passed from his Torah. And that is why Yahshua is the faithful witness. And we must be followers of him and have the same Ruach as he had in order to obey Yah. So this everlasting message, this kingdom dynamic of the message of Yah, it is not these lies that these men are telling the masses today. Their God doesn't want them to be rich. Their God is a pagan, superficial, corrupt thing. You can see that in them. You can see that when we began to worship the God of our bellies, instead of Almighty Yah, we will see this, we will see the rawness of this corruption flowing from us. When a man obeys the Torah, when a woman obeys the Torah, they will begin to see the flow of the living life or the living water of Yahshua from them. But we must obey the Torah. And every aspect of it is Yah's Mishra. It's amazing to think that this one that created us, that there's nothing that governs us. And yet everything in creation is governed. We look at the leaves that they fall in the fall. Do they not hear? And the spring, we began to see the fruition of the buds that came through in the fall. And in the summertime, we began to see the fruit of those things, do we not? We see the process of this altering of even the seasons, how it produces the fruit of abundance. And so it is with Israel. When he is the most important thing Yahweh is in our minds, it will begin to produce the power and the strength of Torah. So he made nothing without a Mishra. Even nature itself has a law. Even the beasts of the field, they have laws. Even the insect kingdom, there are laws. You don't see the fire ants at this time, do you? Because they're barreled down low. And they are making sure that those eggs and everything and the queen is being nurtured for the season and the time to come that she may begin to produce. Everything has a Mishra, a law, but those that say that they know the Creator, and even his creation is bound by a Mishra, a law, or a Torah. There is daytime, there is nighttime. There's the fall, there's the winter. There's the spring and there is the summer. Even our lives, there's birth and there is life and then death. Everything, but what Yah commands in the book for Israel. And so the superficial Jezebel, she tells us to determine what is best for us by what we interpret from the book. But it's not that way. It is not of some private one's interpretation. That's why Scripture tells us to know them that labor among you. They do not know these superficial men. They are not invited into their homes. There is no fellowship with them. So how do you know? You must know them. The legitimacy of what they speak. Is it from some kind of a program? Or is it because there's a reality of that living source in them? Because you see them, you watch them, and you know that it is spoken from some form of experience and not by some kind of intellectual dynamics. For the book of Yah is full of dynamics. For he is dynamic. And so are his people. So he says here in Gilyana 14:6, he saw this Malach in the midst of Hashemayama having the everlasting message to preach. We must understand what is the components of that everlasting message. What does it consist of? How will we know that the everlasting message is being declared among us unless we know what the components of it is? If you do not know what makes up this everlasting message, then you will not know what the everlasting message is unless you understand what the components are. So I pray to Yah that you will hear me today. Did I give you enough that you will become very intrigued and that it will allow you to search the Scripture? For in them you think you have eternal life. And we are the ones that testify of the true goodness of Yahshua, that the life and the light of this truth may resonate or flow from you in a great powerful manner. That it corrals your life, your attitude, your ruach, your mind is governed by what Yah speaks unto us. This message that is everlasting, it shall be in the kingdom. It must be declared. This message, it is an everlasting message. And this is what must be declared. In the midst of Israel, Babylon, Babel is not going to permit it. This sluttish Jezebel, she is not going to permit the everlasting message to be declared in the midst of her illegitimate children. She's not going to do it. But Yah says to Israel, and the Malach was sent unto the seven, the complete house of Israel, scattered throughout. The Malach was sent with a complete message. In order for you to have the completeness of Yah, it begins with one ruach. And we heard that doing in Tabernacles Sukkoth last year, the brothers spoke. But you must begin with the Yireh, the fear of Yah. It has to be. You're not complete without that. Because it brings soundness. It brings soundness. And this is a generation that doesn't fear anyone. It doesn't fear anyone. Children, not their parents. They speak, disregard what the parents say. And definitely not authority. It doesn't fear anyone. It shows a corrupt mind. They speak evil of dignities, those that Yah has raised up. They have no compunction as to what they speak or what they say. Because there is not the Yireh of Yah. And the reason why the everlasting message has not been declared. So Yah must raise up his Nobi to declare his truth. Men of great strength and character to denounce this vile, wicked thing that carries forth in this nation and the nations of the world because it is not a faithful witness of whom Yahshua is. The whole houses do not witness to the faithfulness of Yahshua. Because they are not faithful. And any time that you are unfaithful unto Yah, your witness is not true. You must be faithful. If a man is unfaithful with his wife, he is an unfaithful man. He has brought in a divide. And although there is reconciliation, and although there is love from her toward him, there's always this consciousness the action and the deed that brings about a divisiveness and a divide, and it shall stay there until the end of the day. And that's just it. The only thing that gives us any kind of hope is that when Yah looks, He sees the dam, the blood, Yahshua. And we better realize how important that blood is. The banner of that Lamb to cleanse and to purge from all of our sins and our iniquitous ways. We must understand the truth, brothers and sisters. We spend too much time on everything but the things of Yah. And we must. We need to pray, Yah, raise up a man, those men that are sincere, that we may hear. And then we may take that bread and eat from it. It was one thing that the mother did. She taught the daughter how to make bread. And the daughter passed that on down to the next daughter. And it passed down to the generation how to make bread. And so we must know this bread supplies all that we need in our spiritual bodies. Yahshua is that bread. So he saw this Milak flying in the midst of Hashemayim, having this message that is the Olam, the everlasting message to Kara, to express, to declare it, to make it vocal. And that the sound of it may go forth, the Kara, that the sound of it may go forth in the earth, that the ears of the hearers may hear, to them that dwell in the Olam, in the earth. And he said, and to some of the nations and kindreds, to what? He said, to every nation. And so you tell me that this message that have gone forth throughout the world, I was reading the other day and it was appalling. I was saddened. As little Hannah and Omega were there with me one day, we were looking at pictures out of Ghana. And I said to them, I said, this is poverty right here. And I watched her eyes and her little dilating of her pupil. I watched her as she looked at the pictures. And she says to me, can they clean that up? I mean the stench. You could almost sense it from the picture. It was putrefied filth. It was beyond poverty. It was beyond an uncleanliness that was so putrefied that the stench of it, you could sense it flowing through that picture. And it was very vivid as the stench and the foul odor that came forth out of it. And that is what this message that has gone forth, it is a filthy message. It is not the message of the everlasting truth of Yah. It has not been declared, so Yah must raise up men to declare it. But there is a component that they must have in order to declare this everlasting truth. He says, you declare this unto every nation. This Jezebel had declared her message. And her message of her everlasting message of Shaitan is one of greed. It's one of covetousness. It's one of not being satisfied. It's one of discontentment. It is not one of affliction. It is not one of suffering. It is not one that is content having food or raiment. I read the article that talked about how these charlatans from this nation. And this is Babel incarnated. This is Babylon, the spirit of Babylon and the identity of the full breath and the depth of Babylon. That's what this nation is. She's a cauldron of wickedness. Her establishment, her rulers, her czars are wicked men. The institutions of lies and theology that twist the minds of the poor and the simple. They cannot hear Yah. Ja'u was a man of great learnings, were he not? But he could not hear Yah until Yahshua smote him down that Damascus road and brought him down that he realize that everything I've learned, it is but dung, cow's dung to me. It has no value. And the article stated that how in Kenya, Nigeria, and different nations on the continent of that continent, how that these preachers, they go. And they come to these meetings in the finest of luxurious vehicles And they're not luxurious, just a piece of tin and metal. And they step out in $1,000 handmade suits and shoes. And they said how the poor of the mass come with rags and filth to hear this prosperity deception of hell that is birthed out of the gutters of darkness, that has been birthed from the belly of Shaitan. And they come and they give their little shackles and their last pennies. And these dogs fly off in these litter jets with champagne and wine and their luxurious lifestyles. And this damn wicked nation America and this ignorant religious people in this nation, they buy it. Well, I don't mind him being rich because, quote, God wants us to be rich. Lies. Their God doesn't even want them to be rich. Shaitan, don't even allow them riches. They're in tune unto slavery and bondage of their minds. It's controlled by the media. It's controlled by the pollution of newspapers and articles. They read their magazines that proliferate the world today. The filth of these doggish, corrupt men and women shaping your mind, how to think, how to articulate the spiritual things of Yah. You must understand a child will do what the parent does. If that parent our minds and shape our minds, we're going to produce just what our parenting have taught us. If you got a mother that's a whore, you got a daddy that's a drunkard, you will find that the child really has no other alternative but to do the things that the mama and the daddy has done. What they have done. That's why you have this continuous cycle of those in certain environments, because the mama was that way, and the mama's mama, the mama, the, down the generational line, they were that way. And so our minds must be birthed by the living promise of hope in Jerusalem. For we have been birthed from above. And our minds must be birthed that way. And this must be the source of the life of our indwellings. And that is the word of Yah. It has to be. And that is His Torah and the true witness of Yahshua. It has to be that way. Because if it's not that way, we're going to train our minds to oppose Him. And that's what Shaitan does, doesn't he? There's no nation that produced the billions of books like this nation. And the tens of thousands of newspapers and articles. There are some nations that have one or two newspapers. Every city, every hamlet, even a little town in a region like this, 900 people, everyone producing something to alter, to shape the minds of the people. We need to hear the message of the everlasting message of Yah in order to shape us in preparation for Him. We must be prepared, must we not? Can we just come anyway? We cannot. And brothers and sisters, nothing is going to shape us like the Torah and the living Torah, Yahshua. Nothing will shape us for our preparedness and the readiness of the coming of Yah. So this kingdom must be declared, this kingdom message or the everlasting message, this Olam, this message, this Olam, it must be declared, it must be kara in every nation, it must be declared, it must be preached, and to every kindred, every tribe, and it must be spoken in every tongue to every people. Now that is what must be declared. That is why Yah poured out the Ruach, His HaKadosh, Ruach, that the words of the power of this kingdom was declared. There were Parthians, there were Medes, men of Mesopotamia, there were proselytes, but they heard the wonderful witness of the true witness of Yahshua in the message, did they not? And so that is the true function, that is one of the most dynamic functions of the Ruach of Yah. That it will speak in the tongues, it will speak to the people. Not this damnable ho-hop mess that is in the apostolic whorehouse, that is not in the Pentecostal whorehouses. It cannot be, brothers and sisters. Our actions cannot emulate that. If it is, something is wrong. If it is, then they are absolutely right in their pattern and their example. Is not Yahshua example? Should we not consider Him that suffers such contradiction of men, unless we become weary and we began to faint?
So if they are the same pattern that we emulate and we follow after, then it is a pagan deception that we are walking in. And they are right as much as you are right. It cannot be. So the Ruach of Yah will speak in the language. That's why we must have men that are full of the power of Yah. Not the rhetoric and words. Not conversation or a knowledge of Scripture. That must be a practical application of the power of Scripture. Must flow from us. Yeshua spoke it as though that the heaven's thunders. The heart of man was caught with fear and they trembled. Those that were participating in their sinful activities, they tried to find a way to elude him. Did they not? That's what we need among us. I want that. Hallelujah. I want that. I want that. And so the message of the everlasting truth must be declared unto us. Now this is one of the most intrinsic, most powerful components of the everlasting message. If I am wrong in my assessment of this Holy Spirit that does not teach this, I will sit down today and the brothers may preach whatever they want. I will never preach again. I mean that. Now this is one of the components. There are three major components of this everlasting message. And I want to ask you the question. You answer this. He says, saying, declare Shema, saying with a soul voice. Do you understand what loud he is? It is amplified. The decimals are amplified that it causes a trembling in your eardrums. He says, saying with a loud voice or a soft voice. It says loud, doesn't it? The first component is the yare, to fear, to fear, to fear Yahweh. Is that a message being taught today? You know the components of this trust today. It is not even the one of the dynamics of the everlasting message. It is not there, brothers and sisters. Every preacher loves the book of Gilyana because they teach it in a fairy tale superficial way. That's why the Lehi boys have become multi-millionaires with their false deception of this catching away. And so the everlasting message, as he spoke unto all the assemblies. Now this is the message that must be declared in all nations for every tongue to hear. Now what they're declaring is that, quote, I say it in their expression. They quote it. I will quote it. God wants you to be rich and to have abundance and have much, unquote. Well, the Torah teaches us the blessings and the riches of Yah, but they come by the discipline of our mind in compliance with what the Torah teaches us and the true witness of Yah, witnessing us, Yeshua, that this is the power of the blessing of Yah that flows from the Torah. Israel obeyed Yah, they were blessed. They had land and wealth. They had much. When they disobeyed Yah, they were taken under the captivity of Babel, under the spirit of Babel, and they were in bondage. Brothers and sisters, this message that goes out of the whole houses over the from this nation and around the world, it is a false teaching. It is from the belly of hell. It is from the Christos, but it's not from the bosom of Yah. This came from the bosom of Yah because it is the revelation of Yahshua, is it not? That is what Dilyana is. It is the revealing power of his faithful one, Yahshua. And he says here that saying, this is what the Melach declared, saying with a loud voice, hallelujah. So when a Melach speaks, if one Melach, if Yah stood one right here at Jefferson when he spoke, you will hear his voice reverberate down in Georgia, down in Mississippi. Doesn't take but one. For Mekah, he stands for Yisrael. You will hear the voice of the Melach resonate up in Concord, Charlotte. He can stand right here. And he says to the Melach, declare with a loud voice, first of all, Yare, fear Yahweh. Fear him. have fear for Yah, and give kabod, honor, utter unto Yah. I mean great honor, with great abundance, a honor that is of splendor, an honor that is copious. And when something is copious, it's an abundance of it. And there's no honor. Fear Yah, honor Yahweh, for the hour of His mishpat, His judgments, is come. And then it tells us to worship, to shaka, to worship Yah, Him that made the Shemayim, the Olam, the sea, and the foundation. Now, you cannot worship Yah unless you worship Him in Ruach and in truth. Well, what is truth? His Torah. You cannot even worship Yahweh unless the power of the true witness, the Torah, dwells in us. But it begins, my brothers and sisters, with fearing Yahweh. And when one shaka, when one truly worship Yah, and we need to get to that point, my brothers and sisters, it is when one is truly bowed down, when one is truly prostrate. They fall before Yah with this wailing of sincere earnest of intention because they know Him. It is one that one humbles themselves in obedience or in a brokenness. When the last time we've been broken like that? So the worship is not what Yah wants, that kind of worship. I don't want to get ahead of myself because there are tons of scripture, and I use that expression just on this kingdom message of the last time. This is the message that must be declared. And I know I'm not going to finish it today. Nor the next time, or the next time, or the next time. Because the stroll deals with these principles of understanding the message that we need to hear. And we must hear it. He said, the voice said, fear Yahweh. To fear, to yare Yahweh. Now let me impart something there. I'm going to teach from Gileana 14:6. Down to about verse 10. But I want to show us in scripture that fear of Yahweh is the strength of the character of anyone that love Yah. You cannot even impart the wisdom of Yah without fear. So that's why most of the time the conversation of the people of Yah, they're very sensual and corrupt. They're very immature and they're juvenile. Now look at what scripture says. Now that will be the foundational teaching or the basis that I will teach from or preach or holler loud from is Gileana. But I want us to turn to Shemoth. Hallelujah. Verse 18 and chapter 19, Shemoth. 18 and 19. And scripture says, you must understand that Yethro, who was the father-in-law of Moshe. And so he instructed them, well, he was a high Kohen now. He was not just some shallow man. He had learned the principles of Yah, he knew them. So he says unto Moshe, here in Shemoth, in chapter 18, verse 19, he says, I want you to shamak, to hear, to know, to understand, to perceive what Yah speaks. Perceive now to my voice. I want you to hearken, to listen, to understand what I'm speaking to you. He said, I will give you counsel, and his counsel had to be wise. How do I know it's wise? Because we will see how the things that he said. He said, and Yahweh shall be with you. Now, he said, in order for the power of Yah to resonate from you, Moshe, you must give heed to what I speak. Are we not a generation when someone that is wiser than us speaks to us? We are offended. We become distant and hard-hearted. We become offended. And that's the way we are. We rebel against that. that someone would infringe upon your manhood. Come on, man. You don't even know what a man is if someone infringes upon your manhood. I'm getting older. There are things that do not even bother me, regardless of what people say or think. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. It just doesn't. I don't know if it's coming with maturity or age, but what people say, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't alter my mindset and my thoughts one bit at all. It doesn't. He says, I want you to stand before Yah for the people, that you may bring the matters to Yahweh. Now you will be an intercessor. You will be the one that stand before the people, that you may inquire of Yahweh concerning their circumstances. He goes on to say, and you shall zahar, you shall teach, you shall warn them. You shall instruct them. That's what the zahar is, the teaching. That's why Yahshua gave gifts unto those that were teachers. And a true teacher of Yah will always warn Yisrael. He said, you shall zahar. You shall teach them. You shall warn them. First of all, you must teach them the statutes and the Torah. It must be gotten there, brothers and sisters. Yahshua had to go into those whorehouses or synagogues of Shatan and teach them the statutes of the Torah. He said, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk. Now that is profoundly easy to understand, is it not? You must show them in what way to walk. Now, we don't like for someone to show us things like that, do we, Israel? But you must be shown the way to walk. So this is so profoundly simple that a simpleton like me can read it by the Ruach and have revelation of what this will produce. You must teach them the way to walk and the work that they must do. Well, how do we work out our salvation? Do we do it with a certain moderation? Well, how do we do it? With fear and with trembling. And so he said, you must show them how to work on their salvation, on their assurance. And we don't fear Yah. It must be done with fear and trembling. He said, moreover, Moshe, what you must do, you must go out in the midst of Israel, and you must provide out of all the people, men that are able. Yahweh is able, isn't he? And so the true witness of Yahshua enables us to do what Yah commands. So you must find men that are sound, that are stable, men that are complete, men that are sure, men that resonate the strength of Torah. You must find that. And you will know that they are of that character because such as fear Yahweh, men of truth, hating covetousness. Now the Benny Hinn dogs don't hate covetousness. They're not satisfied with a half a million, no more than they are with a million. 2 million makes them angry, and 10 million makes them want 40 million. 40 million drives them to 200 million, and 200 million drives them to 310 million. 310 million reduces them because a half a billion is the goal. Men that hate covetousness. You understand that, brothers and sisters? First of all, in order for man to be able, he must first of all be such that fear Yah. Do you all hear that, my brothers and my sisters? He must first of all fear Yah, but yet the instructions came from a man to impart that into them. This damn wicked generation that they will ostracize. Knows that Yah has given unto us to rule us in the principles of Yah, to show us how to walk, to show us which way to go. You all might as well say, help me, Yah. We will resist them. We will speak against them in the secret clauses of our hidden sins, but your sins shall be revealed. When your canker, when the canker is there, or when the rottenness is there, it's going to come out, brothers and sisters. So he said, hear this, Yethro says to Moshe, you must. Now, it was not Yethro's responsibility to do that, but he was a man to give Moshe wise counsel. He said, you go and you look for men that are able men such. You will know they are able because they fear the Yareyah. They are men of the Torah. They are men of truth. They love the Torah. They have the Torah in them. The Torah is in their lev. They have the power of Torah. And there's a witness of the Torah in them. Because when you speak to them, because you are the faithful witness of Yah, they will know that the life of Torah is in them. Today we don't honor that. You choose them, Moshe. You go pick the men. You pick them. You will know them. And he said, and you place such over them to be rulers. We hate rulers. We hate that. But Yah is going to rule in his kingdom. He's going to rule. His message is one of rule and government. He said to be rulers of 1,000, to be rulers of 100, to be rulers of 50s, to be rulers of 10, and let them judge the people at all season. And the most weightier things that they cannot handle, they will come to you and say, Moshe, that situation with Hannah, you're going to have to deal with that one. I cannot, for it has gone through the course of the ram that it should go. And even the most profound men of leadership cannot understand the nature of that matter. So we know that you're wise and of Yah. You have time to spend with him, to pray, to study the scroll, to understand the covenant of Israel. The matter is laid into your hand. And Yah would do that for one reason. That the answer would be so profound. It's amazing that when Moshe spoke, I believe all Israel could hear him. You understand 5 million people, that will put them to Charlotte. Unless they all packed line upon each other. And yet when he spoke, the subtleness of the quietness of the air, it was quiet. You ever been in a place? When I was a kid, we would go to places. Back then you did not have the buildings like you have now. You didn't have so many things to impede your voice. You could go to a place and holler, whoa! And the voice would just reverberate. Whoa, 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 whoa. You could hear it. Hey, 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 hey! Not too many places like that now. As a kid, we would take delight in things like that. And so even by the natural phenomena, it can be done. We are just ignorant and we think, well, nobody can hear someone that far. Lies. You could hear your voice reverberate beyond. You could hear, whoa, 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 whoa. So they heard him. And so Yah would allow these things that the Yare, the fear, when they will see the answer of Moshe and see the thing resolve, there will be a tremendous fear. And they will know only Yahweh could do that. He must be the servant of Yahweh. They will understand the Mishra, the rule of Yah, was right for them because it would produce the visitation of Yahweh and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. That message cannot be declared, or the everlasting word of Yah with this everlasting message cannot be declared unless the men are able. You will know they are able because they fear Yah. They love the Torah of Yah, and that they are men that hate covetousness. They hate greed. They're not trying to have the biggest house. They're not trying to have what we call the finest vehicles or the best of clothing. What is the best of clothing? They're all made out of the same thing. Cotton is cotton. Makes no difference. Skin is skin, whether it's alligator, leather, crocodile, makes no difference. It's skin. It's just a shoe. You can't walk into the kingdom with those shoes on. You're going to have them things shod with the preparation of the message of Shalom. You can't go there with it. And so that is one of the most profound utterances out of the Melach or the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, that must be uttered. We must have the fear of Yah. That is the main component of the everlasting message of the kingdom. And what the enemy has done, he has changed that, has he not? Tells this generation to get rich. Have what you want. Oh, that is not what he means to fear him like that. He means reverence. Well, do you understand that fear, that it will produce reverence? That's what it does. It produces reverence. When one fears someone on your job, men on job, women, and the boss man called them and said, look, Dale Ray, I will see you in office. Hurry up, I got to see you now. And they perceive something in his voice, the old heart starts thumping, boom, 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 boom. Don't sit there like hypocrites. You ever been employed? I know what I'm saying. Oh, he must know. I wrecked that thing. Oh, man. If he fired me, boy, my house payment is $916. Boy, he began to sweat. Boom, 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 boom. He fears. Sure he does. There's a psychological impediment in his mind. He can't think. He's trying to get there. His heart get the beating. His mouth get white. He's trying to lick his lips. Trying to get this dryness off his mouth. Come on here, people of Yah. Trying to get his mouth straight. Trying to get himself together. And the man, he walks around and says, man, Dale, I want to see you, my friend. He don't say, what will you call me for? No, yes, sir. I want to promote you. Hallelujah. He tells him, you fight. He says, what I do, man? And he walks out dejected. My family. Jobs are hard to get, what I do. Sure it is. So he says, you cannot hear have the yare, the fear. That is the most important intrinsic quality of this kingdom or the message that is everlasting. Because in the kingdom, are we going to fear Yah? Sure we are. Sure we are. We must. And we that are in the kingdom, we must have the fear of Yahweh. We must have the fear of Yahweh. That's why he raised up men to warn us with persuasiveness to be obedient unto the Torah. Because in that we don't have to fear death. We don't have to worry about the consequences that shall come. And there's a profound utterance of this in Deuteronomy chapter 6. The word of Yah, as Moshe speaks unto Israel, this power of persuasiveness to be obedient unto Yah, because of what it will produce. And I will show you. Devarim 6 verse 1. Now these are the mitzvah, the commandments and the statutes and the mishpatim, the judgments, which Yahweh your Abba commanded to teach you. Now these things have been commanded to teach Israel. Brothers and sisters, this has not changed. How do you know? Has creation changed? Did Yah make the creation? Did Yahweh on the seventh day on the Shabbat, did he not have a Shabbat Shabbaton? He rested, did he not? So nothing has changed. From the first second until the final take of the clock known as the time or the element which we are governed by and under until Yah just shut the clock off. It will never change. And so neither has his mitzvah, his statutes, his judgments, which Yahweh your Abba command to teach you. Why? That you might do them in the land which you go and possess. Now you will never do what Yah commands you unless you are instructed what to do. And when you affirm him, you will obey. You must hear, brothers and sisters. That's why we're so easily to go away from the mitzvah, the statutes, because they are not an intricate part of our being. They must be the riches of our life. They must be that we know that Yah has written in us. We have to take delight in it. We have to rejoice in it. Why? You need that for what reason? That you might yare, that you might fear Yahweh your Abba. So this generation, is the Torah being taught? Come on, my brothers and sisters, answer me. And so the Torah of Yah, the statutes, the ordinances of Yah, they're not being taught, are they? So without that, you cannot fear Yahweh. He said, these things must be taught. You must take them unto the land of promise, of possession. And when you get there, you teach them to your children that they may yare, they may fear. They may have a psychological fear of Yah. It will work psychologically in their minds when they're not even near, when they're out in some strange distant place and they say, nobody see me but he does. They will fear Yah. He says that you might yare Yahweh your Abba. For what reason? To keep all of his statutes. His mitzvah which I command you and your sons and your sons' sons all the days of your life. For what reason? That your days might be prolonged. Brothers and sisters, you cannot understand the fear of Yah without the Torah, his statutes, his ordinances being taught. And that's why even in our birthdays, these things were not taught to us. And so we really didn't have the fear of Yah. No one could tell us anything. We could speak in a way we wanted to. We could oppose what we didn't like. If it was not satisfactory to us, we would oppose it and reject it. And so the statutes, the Torah of Yah must be taught. Then it brings the Yare, the fear of Yah. That is the component of this everlasting message. The dogs barely hear, they're not teaching it. These vile, serpentine children that have been raised from the belly and the gut of hell. The T.D. Jakes, the Anglicans of Britain or America. Those in every continent, they're not teaching the Torah of Yah. Those that are the synagogue of Shatan that say that they are Yahdim Jews and they are not. Because there's one true Ruach about those that are true Israelites that they fear Yah. They say that they are Yahdim, but they're liars. I'm not afraid to say it. You know, when you say anything about anything that is perceived to be Israel or Israelites or those that are called Jews, unquote. You know then that if you say anything, you got to defend it. You are ostracized. They will bring you down in a heartbeat. You're not going to hear nobody like Rush Limbaugh say anything truly about the Zionists or anything about these Zionists or these men that are in the cabinet of Bush that caters to Israel. Israel, this nation right here, that little land of Palestine, America sends more money to that one nation than it does to all of the world. She has enough firepower. She's the fourth largest military power in the world. And she oppressed those people over there. It is beyond an apartheid system. It is a vile, wicked system. Even the men that constituted Zionists, Theodore Herzl, they were wicked men. They were atheists. They were vile men. And even the Jewry of Palestine say, tear it down. Tear the nation down. Sure, that's what they say. They want it torn down. Because Yah will constitute Israel. He is going to bring Israel from every corner of the world. Not some vile Zionists. Hallelujah. Everything that say that Israel is not Israel. Anybody can become a Jew. You just practice the rituals of Judaism. Sammy Davis Jr. was a Jew. It'll take anything to become a Jew. And of course, if you get on the radio station teach like this, then they will because they will put you off, believe me. Mr. Murdoch, he is what they call a Jew, but he is not a child of Israel. So if you say anything that's contrary to Israel, you got these Hagans and these dogs, and they purport this lying, deceived doctrine. Yah told us that he will bless those, he will prosper those that bless Jerusalem. He said he will prosper those that bless Jerusalem. And the Torah does not teach you to love a Jew more than you love a black man or a white man or a green man or brown man. It tells you to love Israel because Israel shall be your neighbor. And Goshen, it was to the Israelites as they loved their neighbors as they loved themselves. This damn wicked false doctrine today that goes forth is not of Yah. Well, preacher, you're a little too obnoxious. I know I am. Hallelujah. And so there's a synagogue of Shaitan. Sure it is. And it's not the bayat of Yah. It is not. And I'm not afraid to speak like this. You know, it's something because that natural stepbrother of mine asked me. He said, do you fear, don't you know the way you talk that they will come down on you? Well, let them come down. It will prove whether my Abba is real, whether I declare his truth. Hallelujah. So everything in that land that we call Israel, Palestine, is not Israel. No more in this nation. There's a small remnant of the elect woman that's here. Hallelujah. And you're going to know the very dynamics of Israel because they want to hear the everlasting message preach. Just like Israel and Mizraim, they began to cry because of their taskmasters. I want to show you the spirit of this age and what it does. This message must be preached. And it begins with the Yareh, the fear of Yah. So the dogs said they don't teach that. They teach you to go on your own way and do your own thing. That's why you have this spirit of a halaba and a hala. It's an adulterous wife unto Yah. And that's why you have that. It's an unclean spirit. It must be a fear of Yah. He said that you may teach them these statutes in the mitzvah of Yah, his mishpatim, that you may, to your sons and daughters, that your days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Now that is all right there, isn't it? He did not say that the doctors would prolong it. Do y'all hear that, brothers and sisters? We don't believe this, though. We think a doctor is going to prolong our days. He said that my Torah will prolong your days. Teach it to your sons and daughters. Teach them what my statutes say. We're so wicked and so afraid, we think a doctor is some kind of strange mess that he has given some name. This is Kalakamakasuki. What is that? Don't even know. It's a hybrid made up thing. He popped that in you. You think that prolonged your days. No, Yah says, Yisrael, my fear, my statutes, my Torah, it makes you live long. That's what keeps you alive. I don't care what a wicked, vile serpent of a doctor says. He can tell me I'm going to die today. Makes no difference. But Yah says, teach them that you may have long days. You may live a little bit. Keep my Torah. Just do right what I command you. He says, so Shabbat, hear, therefore, O America, come out and say aloud, Israel. He said, hear Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase sparingly, mightily. That's why I tell you, I am a warrior. I don't care what you think. I'm a warrior. I passed the soldier days. I'm a warrior. Hallelujah. I know how to dress it right. I know how to cover it down. I know the covering. Now this is what Yah says. He said that you might increase not only numerically, but in the strength and the resolve of my might. So when the enemy rise up on you, one will chase 1,000. Two of you will chase 10,000. Oh, I know how we use that with demonic spirits. But one will chase 1,000 men. And two will chase 10,000 of them. He said, you will increase mightily. As Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of your Avat, has promised you in the land that flows with abundance, with milk and honey, that you shall increase mightily. This wicked nation flows with not milk and honey. It flows with death and corruption. It flows with pillaging and stealing and robbing. Lies flows from this nation. Propaganda flows from it. Every kind of corrupt thing flows from it. This nation has not contributed nothing to the world's culture or the world's identity but one thing. Death and killing. That's it. She is known for killing and lies and death. Maybe Elvis Presley or James Brown. What is that? She has not contributed anything that is viable of substance to any of nature or the culture of the world. Nothing. Show me one thing. Einstein, ignorant nincompoop, they made him out of a genius. The man was a nincompoop in school. An ignorant thing. This nation can raise up who they want to. They can make glamorous whom they want to. And they can persuade this whole nation to vote for Mr. Barack Obama if they want him to. Hallelujah. One of the most ardent conservatives, Miss Ann Coulter, this skinny whore birthed out of hell. That's what she is. She's a ridiculous, flamboyant, ignorant, stupid whore. And I will tell her that. That's what she is. She has the spirit of hell in her. She said verbatimly, if Hillary or if it's John McCain, and she is an ardent Republican, she is a neocon conservative, she is a pundit, she says, I will vote for Hillary. Mr. Rush Limbaugh, the drug pedophile, wicked, unstable man that the masses listen to, this dog out of hell can't even keep a marriage unstable. He's an unstable man in all his ways. Says that Mr. McCain, if he is nominated, I will not vote for him, nor will I support him. I will support some other candidate. So they can make those little ditto heads, them dumb doolittles, do what they want to. Because Mr. Limbaugh, you believe me, in the aura of the Zionist power, every station he's on, they own that. And that is the truth. We might as well deal with the fact of the reality. These men are not seed of Israel. They are the synagogue of Shatan. They converse with Shatan. They eat at his table. And they go forth with his mandate. The true Israelite has the true witness of Yahshua, because he is the faithful witness of Yah. And that's the truth. And I'm not afraid to speak like that. Not one bit. I am not. They are not. So brothers and sisters, we will prosper. We will increase in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hallelujah. If we keep this, the statutes, the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, that it brings this fear. Isn't that what you parents teach your children, a Torah, a law to govern them? It is to make them fear you. When daddy walks in, they say, oh, when they do wrong, they say, what are you doing, boy? A bold and brazen younger would say, yeah, they would say what they want to. But they got the feeling, whoo, he got me. Although he didn't see you, you know he got you. Hallelujah. You know that. And you look to see whether he's home. Can I say this before I go further? I recall as a young lad, there was no man really in our home. But my grandmother, she was a burly. She would break you down like you break a matchstick down. And of course, when she left, we knew when she would be back. But it was one thing you began to watch for the time. No clocks. We didn't have clocks in the house like we have here. No watches back then. But you knew as you looked at the sun, you knew that granny, it wasn't going to be long. You knew that. And so the thing that you did not get down before she got there, what she told you, you thought you had time to play and do your own thing, and all of a sudden, she's on you. She's walked 3 or 4 miles to get home now. But she's not tired yet. She said, boy, didn't I tell you to sweep this yacht? Go out there and get me a switch. You better get me a one that's going to work on you. Don't make her go get it so you wouldn't got the biggest one, the right one you could find. She's standing right there. She's going to sit down a while. And if you move, I will kill you, boy. And she began to do the rawhide on you. That's what she began to do. And you would dance. You would dance in the spirit. Not the spirit of Yah, but you would dance. Oh, yeah. You dance. And so the next time when she did that, when she told it, you were a little more conscious of it. And you got it done. You got it down before you went and did your other little thing, see. That's what you did. And then by the time you knew she would be there, you go and check it again and make sure it was right. When she come home, she would inspect. Okay. You see, Yah, he always inspects his house. He looks at the out of order, Yahshua. And the only thing that prevents his wrath on us, it's the banner that Ahava, that love banner of Yahshua. Hallelujah. He just waves that before the Abba. That's why we're not consumed. That's why he doesn't destroy us all, because we're worth that. We're a mass of trash. Okay, how much money you got? You're still nothing. You have nothing. What your educational status is, it means nothing. That's no value of the kingdom. It will not produce one piece of bread. It will not produce or prolong one day in your life. Scripture tells us. So Yah, he speaks unto Israel to persuade them in the obedience of his Torah, to teach that to their children and their children's children, that their days may be prolonged and that they might increase. And most of us, I will say the mass of us, we never take time with our sons and our daughters and teach them what the Torah says. You don't read it. Mama, you got time for some wicked book. What, some Jezebel? You got time to spend time on frivolous things. Come on, Daddy. You're not even a coward, Daddy. And I say it. You'd rather do nothing instead of taking time. It says teach. And show them. Get quiet on them, but that's all right. Because you're not doing it. And that's the truth. You got time to sit around and talk about nothing? Hallelujah. You can spend 6 hours in Walmart and Kmart. Why not take an hour to spend with the youngest and teach them the Torah? Read the Torah to them. You'll be surprised what questions they will ask. Hallelujah. We don't take time for that. Because we don't have the fear of Yah. And you wonder why they don't have the fear of Yah. Look in the 24th verse of the same chapter. Yah says this to us. As he commands this instruction, this general precept to be given to Israel. Dibarem 6:24. And Yahweh commanded, he sava, authoritatively, with the might of his strength. He commanded us to do some. A few of them. Or we can negate some. Cool. Every last one. All these statutes to fear Yahweh our Abba, for our hurt always, for our tough always. That's what it produced, brothers and sisters. It will always benefit you. For our tough always. Is that written in the book? That's simple, isn't it? For your tough always, that he might do what? Preserve us. How? Alive. Man. These sisters began to preserve these tomatoes during the summer. They're going to have to cook the life out of them. But Yah will preserve. Do you all hear that? He will preserve us alive as it is at this day. Well, that was then. No, my brother, as it is at is this day. He shall preserve us alive. And so what these charlatans of hell teaches us or teach the masses, you don't have to fear Yare. This is the message of the eternal kingdom, or the everlasting message of the kingdom. And it begins with this wisdom and understanding of the Torah, the mishpat, or the mishpatim of Yah, with his wisdom, his knowledge. It begins there because it creates this sense of whom he is, and understanding his might and the power of his creation, it began to cause us to reverence him with a great reverence. And the more we bestow this honor upon him, it creates this fear that dwells in us. And it is not one that we're afraid to go before our Abba, because we can. It is one that we are so at odds with him that we know that we are nothing but a speck. And by the tenderness of his mercies and his compassion upon us, that he has not smitten us all down like you do an ant. I had them crawling out of my floor yesterday. I said, wow, what? Bread crumbs, sugar crumbs or something had fell in there. Crawling out of the floor. I say, how in the world? Just a little crack there. Of course, you take them out and you have no emotional ties to that, do you? You kill a rat, you don't cry because of that. You stomp a rat out. Sure you do. And yet, because of his tenderness, he has not stomped us out. Hallelujah. He has not just stepped on us. Hallelujah. And so knowing that, we say, Ma, I know he could, Ma. And so that's why we can go before him and offer obeisance, that we fall before him and say, yeah, I don't even know how to. Don't I thank you. But I know one thing. You're so wonderful all the time. You are Yah. Hallelujah. He said, even with that pain in your hip, Yah, but you're still wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. Whether you're on an isle like Yokohan, you still will brak. And that is the fullness of the blessings of Torah flown from your lips, because they come from your love that you speak unto him. And the tears of great rejoicing will flow. There's a brokenness. You understand? There's a brokenness there. And tenderness will break. It's his tenderness that will break us. His Torah is one of tenderness. His statutes, they lead us to his bosom. They don't lead us away from him. Hallelujah. Come on. That was like us in the dining hall yesterday. See, the sister, her prayer, it was one of brokenness. And it caused everyone to be broken. Even the little ones. She just keep that. And Yah will strengthen her inward parts. You all bless the food all the time. But I've never seen it done that way. Because that's what it does. You understand? It brings about a brokenness. A contriteness. Hallelujah. And it even calls you to be broken. That he, this is what you showered on us, my. That's why we must yare. We must fear Yah. Don't listen to these serpents of hell. We must fear Yah. That is the strength and the character of our despising sin, defying the Torah. So the dogs today don't teach the people that. It prolongs your life, brothers and sisters. It gives you great strength. Now these are instructions unto a people that had defied Yah, had come out and built them a god. And said, we will attribute unto him this breathless thing, what the mighty one has done. And Yah says to Moshe, I'm going to wipe this whore off the face of the earth. Yah says, and Moshe says, if you take them out, you might as well take me out. He was the propitiation. He was the partition. Just like Yahshua. And Yah cannot remove Moshe no more than he can Yahshua. And so that's why when the banner of the blood, he says, I can't remove you. I can't denounce that offering. I just written a track. It's called That Everything. What is the title of that, my brother?
By the blood with all things purged. So I wrote that because you have these groups today that denounce Yeshua. I ask them how your sins purge. And that's what the Torah teaches us. Everything, every sin, everything was purged by the dam, the blood. There must be a blood offering. It has to be. And that one of Yeshua is the finished works of the offerings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to do it yearly. It is a constant before the Abba. And that's enough. I receive that because of the faithfulness of Him that witnessed in me. I know it's the truth. And I will not denounce it. I will not deny it. Hallelujah. He says in the 10th chapter of Devarim, in an exhortation unto Israel, as I am trying to exhort us to be obedient unto Yahweh, brothers and sisters. I'm not speaking unto us to rebel, but this is one of exaltation of obedience. Yah says, as Moshe speaks unto Israel by the Ruach of Yah, in Devarim 10:12, he says, and now Israel, what does Yahweh your Abba, what does He sha'al, or require, or beg of you? Now Yahweh, when this word here, this sha'al, is used, it is that Yah begs. Come on, He made us and He begs of us. He cries out unto us, this is what I require of you, but to love me, but to respect me, but to yareh, but to yareh, but to fear. And that requirement has been lost, isn't it? The whole houses tell you all you got to do is say, quote, save me, Lord Jesus, I'm saved, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, right? Get the spirit. You get the spirit. Roll your tongue back. Go, la, 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 la. Do it like you're drinking water. That's damnable. It's wicked. It's unclean. It's vile. It is of hell. It is of the powers of darkness. They're drinking from a muddled, a filthy cup. That's why they tell them like you're drinking water. Just go. They tell them that. And you got these ignoramuses coming. I don't make mockery of the tongues, but the tongues of Yah are a valuable importance unto the assembly. So when you speak in tongues, just interpret it for us, all right? There are you that have the ability to interpret, then you interpret. I believe in the gifts of the Ruach of Yah. They are valid today. That's why we miss so much. We're not this trash. It's nothing but a formal ritualism. Hallelujah. As this whore has taught us, we have learned filthy ways. So that's why I denounce them all. I tear them down. I tear them down. I destroy every one of their principles and foundations. I try to uproot it and destroy it. It's none of Yah. That's right. Todayah. He said, but to fear Yah. You tell me that's what Yahweh requires of you? Is that what this everlasting message will require of us? To fear Yahweh? Is this not what will resonate from the everlasting message? But to fear Yahweh, your Abba, and to walk in some of His ways. Well, how do we know His ways? Unless we have a Torah of statutes. Unless we have a Torah of guidance and ordinance. Unless we have a Torah of Mishra, of government. How do we know the ways of Yah? What ways do we walk? Christianity doesn't tell us to walk in His ways. It tells us don't sin. You can't do this and you can't do that. That's not the way of Yah. It was take certain aspects of the Mishra, of the Mishra, the Torah of Yah, or the commands of Yah, say you can't do this and don't do this. And they are doing it. Do you hear these men today? Listen, my brothers and sisters. You go out, you can scan the radio dials. And they are on from every stripe, every color, every doctrine. You will never hear one talk about the appalling vileness of the sin of this nation, how wicked it is, because it has transgressed the Torah of Yah. We know that sin is a transgression, a defying of the Torah. You can say what you want to.
That is what sin is. And what is the Torah? Well, the Torah gives us principles of guidance and government of what the mitzvah of Yah commands us. It keeps us walking in the halacha, or the way of Yah. We walk in the way of Yah, halacha, the way of Yah. We walk in His way, in His ways. We must walk in not some of His ways, but all the ways of the mitzvah, all the ways of the Torah. We must walk in all of His ways, and to ahava. So we must first fear Him, walk in His ways, and then we ahava. Then ahava Yah, and serve Yahweh, your Abba, with some of your lev, and with some of your nefesh. With all? Is that what Yahshua taught us? No, He taught us to love Him with some of that. He taught us, He said, to love Yah with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and all of your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now that is self-explanatory, isn't it? Now you tell me that's not valuable today. Would the whole house preacher preach from that? Would they not teach from that? Oh, they would teach from that, but not in the correct fashion. They will talk about it, but they will not talk about the essence of the Torah of Yah and the value of the Torah. They won't talk about that. They will not. You know, the religions today, whether it's Judaism or whatever, they have their rituals that supersede one of the most valuable things that Yah command us to do, and that is to worship. That is to worship Yah. That is to nishahal, to worship. And it's a form of ritual. It's a form of acts and steps, words and readings that produce nothing at all but a defiant, sinful state of the mind of man. And they are consulted in their own self-righteousness because they say, I'm a Jew, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist. Lies. I'm a son of Yah. I'm of the seed of Abraham, Yitzchak, Jacob. I am a true Israelite, both with the assurance of the true witness of Yeshua. That's who I am. Hallelujah. And I won't back down, not on that, for no man. Verse 13, to keep, to guard, to honor, to keep the mitzvah of Yah. Now these are the ways, His statutes, which I do command you, Zava, this day for your bad. You tell me this will produce for my own benefit? This is what brings the benefits of Yah to me? And these serpents today will not teach the Torah of Yah. It is one thing that short time when He came to Eob, He says this to Yah. He says this. He did not say, does Eob love you for naught? He says this to Yah. Does Eob fear you for naught? He said, take your head from around him. Remove your ark of protection. Let me have him. And I'll destroy that fear. Does Eob fear you for nothing? And here's the metaphor of the very body of Israel. Is what he represents. That's what he said to Yah. Does Yare fear you for nothing? You've given him riches. You bless the man. You've given him houses. You've given him daughters and sons. Let me touch him. He said you can touch everything he got. Just don't touch the life in him. The Ruach of my Torah, the power of my Torah, the faithful witness of Yahshua in him, don't touch that. You can set him on fire with boils. You can kill his sons and his daughters. But don't touch that which is in him. You can't put your hands on that. I won't let you. You can touch his body. That will cause his mind to go in derision. He will question. He will be comforted by nothing but by the power of Torah. And my order that is written in him, because he will stay in the way. He will walk in the way. He knows that I'm governing him. That's why he fears me. Because he knows that I govern him. If we know that Yah is the one that sets our lives in order, we will fear him. This is the message. This is the everlasting message that must be declared in the midst of the heavens. This word is going forth is superficial, brothers and sisters. It is false. It is bringing the masses under this covenant or this ark of satanic rule that everything that is Sadiq or righteous, it is evil spoken against. It is ostracized. You say in his name that, it doesn't take all that. You talk about the Torah, they say, well, nah. That was for back then. It's for now. Did Noah breathe out of his nose? Was it back then? Do you breathe out of your nose now? Nothing has changed. Yet they believe in the creation of Yah, don't they? And yet that is what he spoke to Adam and Shiva. It is as valuable then. He told him, out the sweat of your brow, you're going to earn your living. Has that changed? No, that's not changed. And he told him, childbearing, she bring forth the seed that the pains shall be excruciating. Now that's not changed. Come on. I don't know. My wife never had a child, but you sisters that have, you daddies that have been there, you know. Okay then. Hallelujah. We bring forth the birth of his Sadiqah. His Sadiqah. And that is Yahshua, the faithful witness. We know the witness we have in us is a faithful one. Why? Because he's faithful to his Torah, brothers and sisters. If the witness in us is not faithful to the Torah, the teachings of Yah, is not a faithful witness. Yahshua came not to destroy the Torah or the Nabis, did he? He's a faithful witness. So you know you have the Ruach. It's faithful to the Torah. The witness of the Torah. Faithful to the Torah. Witness of the Torah. Hallelujah. And this witness today is unfaithful. It's trying to do everything to draw you from the Torah. I don't care if it's your granddaddy, your kinfolks, your mama, whomever it is, they will try to draw you away from that. Those that you have confidence in, you trust. My brother down there in Australia, Brother Jeff writes me again. He says, Pastor Robert, what do I do? And my father, my mother, and all of them, they are. All they want to talk about movies and all this kind of trash. And what do I do, Pastor Robert? You know how I answered him, don't you? Okay then, you do what the book tells you, what the Torah teaches. Let them go their way to hell because that's what they're doing. I say, they don't love you no way, whether you believe that or not. They don't. There was a little brother that, he sends me his email. I don't know how I got on the list, so I wrote him yesterday and said, because I listened to one of his teachings, it was real sound. It really was. Against sin and the defiance of the Torah of Yah. So I wrote to him, and he writes me back. I wasn't in the house, and so he called me. He's right there in Virginia. He sounds as though he's Swedish, or I saw a picture of him. He may be from Germany or somewhere, but he has a beautiful, tender spirit, and he has a sincere simplicity of the knowledge of the truth. I haven't called him. Yes, I will sometime tomorrow. So do we fear Yah for nothing? We fear him because we know what to produce. Prolong our days. It's tough for us. It grants unto us the wisdom of Yahweh. That's why you fear him. Hallelujah. It's one thing that is certain, that when a child fears or have a great reverence for their parents, then it gets them a little opportunity that they would not have, because they will do what the parents tell them to do. When they don't do what the parents tell them to do, then they're in trouble. So Yah has showed us how to walk, has he not? And which way to go. We must walk his way. Listen, I want to deal with this a little more before I move to the next aspect of this. And David says in Tehillim 34:9. I want to read from Tehillim a few verses. And also from Tehillim Psalms 115. Verse 11, 13, 14. Well, let me read this from Tehillim. 34 verse 9. He says to us, O Yare Yisrael, you his Gerushim, fear him, for there is no want to them that fear him. Do you all hear that? If we fear Yahweh, there's nothing that we want. Is the spirit of this Christendom whore, is it not perpetuating a want, a greed, a need, a must-have? But Yah says, we, the Kiddushim that fear Yah, you shall have no want. There's nothing that you need to want for. Nothing at all. Because as one being evil knows how to give 12 gifts unto their children, does not our heavenly Abba, we that are his seed, does he know how to give tough gifts unto us? Certainly he does. And we that fear Yahweh, there is nothing, there is no want. You have no want at all. Now, if you're given over to covetousness, it's because you don't fear Yahweh. There's no Yahreh, there is no fear, there's no psychological impediment in your mind to draw you away from those things that prevent you from moving in the realm of the fear of Almighty Yah. So we let our pride and our own self-righteousness do that. That is the most, as all the tenets of the everlasting message are important, but that is the primary foundation and the principal tenet in order for us to grow into the place that we can walk even more authoritatively in the teachings of Yahshua HaMashiach, is that we must Yareh, we must fear Yah. We must fear Yah. We must. When you do not fear Yah, you will not prosper. You will not grow. You will not grow with wisdom, with maturity. Your mind will not be complete. It will not flourish because you don't have the ingredients of your mind, of your ruach, your spirit, in order to produce those kinds of elements from your life or the fruit from your life. So you must, it begins with that, brothers. And that spirit is being removed. It has been removed. That's why the Melech must declare unto the true assembly, you must declare the everlasting message unto Yisrael. And it begins with Yareh, fear. The fear of Almighty Yah. And David says here in Tehillim 115, 11 through 14, I'm going to skip verse 12. Now we said, you that fear Yahweh, do not trust him. Tehillim 115, 11. You that Yareh, fear Yah, do not trust him. You see, when a man says he trusts Yah and does not fear him, he's a liar. You that trust Yahweh, you that fear Yahweh, you trust in him. He is their aether, their help. He is our help, brothers and sisters. And Yahweh is not only our help, but he is our shield. You that fear Yahweh, you trust him. When a man fears not Yah, he has no trust in him. He trusts in the arm of the flesh. And that's why we do things that are not in compliance or not in order to the word, but we do it in a diametric type of opposition to the word of Yah. When a man fears Yah, you will know he trusts Yah. Whether he has $1,000, he get at the Yah and he can be broke because he trusts Yah. When a man has not the fear of Yah, he doesn't trust him. He trusts the arm of his flesh and his own strength. He doesn't trust Yah. When a woman trusts Yah in life or death, she trusts him because she knows that he will protect her and that Yah is a shield in death or whatever. Because we don't have the fear. Brothers and sisters, if we actually ask ourselves, do I really trust Yah? Just ask yourself that. And you answer that with a boldness of honesty. One that is not impeded by your lies or your own self-righteousness. Just ask yourself that. And just be brazenly honest. Be bold with your honesty. We got quiet on that one, didn't we? So that answers for us all then, huh? Toda, my brother. I want to be honest with you. Nothing like what honesty produces. It produces a confidence and assurance. Hallelujah. It was nothing like when you did something wrong and say, Mama, Daddy, I did that. Yes, I mean to it. It caused them to be broken. It caused them to search. See, we're brutally honest with y'all like that. It causes his piercing eyes to look on his right hand and to understand the very depths of the power of Yahshua. Oh, he knows it. But it causes his left to rejoice. We must be brutally honest. Brutally. Until it brutalizes us. Destroy us. You that fear Yah, you trust him. You trust. You have confidence in him. Yet you don't fear him. You don't trust him. You don't trust him. Your talk sounds nice. Is this in the book or this is my own speculation? It's in the book, isn't it? Hallelujah. Not only that, he says in the 13th verse, he will bless them that fear Yahweh, both small and great. Yahweh bless those that fear him. Whether they're mighty, and whether their lives are insignificant to the whole scheme of thing. See, this nation doesn't fear Yah. And the people don't fear Yahweh. This nation has no honor for Yah. No kabod. None whatsoever. In order for Yisrael with Moshe, those that fear Yahweh, he will bless them both small and great. Yahweh shall Yasef. See, he shall increase Yasef. You more and what? And more. You, your money, and your children. It's either that this is based upon an authoritative truth, or it is a lie out of the belly of hell. It is either that every word of Yah is pure, tried as silver, seven times in the fire, and therefore the servants of Yah, they take refuge in it. It is either the truth or it is a lie. That is why the message and this everlasting message must be preached. We are coming to a great tribulation. And we that fear Yah will trust him in the midst of this great battle that shall encroach upon your mind, your body, and everything that you possess. You must fear him. For the traumatizing of the minds of a nation that shall befall them. Look at this nation now. They think they're going to recession. So the elite are traumatized now. They're fearful. They don't know which way to move. We don't trust in the uncertain riches of man. We trust in the certain riches. That's why you buy this imat. This truth I express unto you today and don't sell it. And so when these traumatizing experiences come, it's going to either be you trust him. And the reason you trust him is because you fear him. You notice the hand of Yah. Well, under these circumstances, Yah says that he will be, he is our help. And Yahweh is also our shield. He is our Azer, our helper. And that is a Sakor, a special helper that he presents unto Israel. He is our helper and he is our shield. He is our Emuna. He has given unto all of us the measure of his Emuna. And so what is coming, my friends? If you don't fear Yah, you're not going to trust him. You're not. And so that's why this religious whore has gone forth and spewed her venomous lies to remove the Yareh, that spirit. The seven Ruhahim of Yah go forth unto Yisrael. And that is one of the most profound powers of the expressions of Yah. That is the first thing parents teach their children. Even though they may not teach them in the sense, I want you to fear me, but they teach them fear. What is that? Well, it is a kabod. It is an honor. It is a honor that they honor their parents. They honor them. You can't even honor your parents unless you fear Yah. So Yah will increase, he will Yasif, Yasif, increase us, brothers and sisters. I like that part. The more and the more. Hallelujah. And not only you, but your children, your offspring. You see why the children today are not increasing, the more they're making them dumb. They're ignorant children. They're giving them over to hell. So as the mother, so is the daughter. So their minds are being birthed and mothered by strangers that they don't even know. That's why we must know them. We must know the men that labor among us. Hallelujah. And we don't know the ruach of the brothers that labor even among us, that go out and bring the bread back. Then how do you have confidence in the time of great trouble? You know them, so you have confidence in them that they're going to do not only tzaddik or righteous, they're going to do justly. Because they owe it all unto Yah and their breath of Torah for what Yah has done. When they see, when their spiritual lens can see and they know what is taking place, they are blessed because they understand the value and the importance of what they do for Yah. It is their memorial in the kingdom and they do it with great delight. So you must know them that labor. Those folks that go to Benny Hinn, they don't know him. T.D. Jakes, he doesn't even shake those people their hands. There are folks that have gone there 10, 15 years, never met the man. And that is the truth. Never met him. Never talked to him. Never. Never. This is not of Yah. They don't teach the people to fear. They teach them to be greedy and to be covetous. They teach them to want more and to increase. And what they're teaching today, brothers and sisters, it is a mind psychology that all of these men and women that have gone forth that taught this kind of growth stimulating type seminars to make you have a great sense of whom you are, that you may be productive and you can ascertain again your own goal. It is nothing but a motivational. T.D. Jakes is one of the most sought after, not preachers, but motivational speakers in America. These men are motivators. They're sought after motivators. They can inject God in their language, their vernacular. Very seldom will they inject their, quote, Christo or Jesus, unquote. But people have no problem with you injecting God. They have no problem with that. Not whatsoever. They have no problem. You can go to the Muslims, they have no problem with you talking about God. You go to the Hindus, no problem with God. Not whatsoever. You know, men can go the breadth of the nation around the world and speak on things, but when you began to, and people will open their doors to them. But a man like me that teach this kind of message, you that teach this brother, they're not going to open the doors to you. Man that would declare this everlasting message, folks don't want to hear that, but you can talk on the weight loss, you can talk on food or eating, you can talk on success, and they will come by the droves. You began to deal with the sin of a people that of the nature of Babel, they will reject you. They will become despondent. They will not listen to you. They will reject you and they will fight against you. You can talk on anything, people will come. You can talk on dinosaurs, they'll come. You can talk on things. There was one, he used to write me, send his email. He doesn't write me anymore. But he has, he writes for papers like, He does a lot of op-eds for different papers and things like that. And yet the people, his broadcast, they would support because all he talked about was how to eat healthy and all of that. But never dealing with the corruption and the sins of a people. He said, Pastor Roberts, the broadcast just took off exponentially in the people. He's out there in Arkansas. And you know, people like that, I just listen to them because they're not creating the Yare of Yah. Man like Moshe speaking. Man like Shaul, like Kephah. It's not going to be very many to come. Because there were none there with him when they really laid him to that stake. Is that the truth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I find something in this preaching today that, I'll tell you what, I'm going to finish this up next Shabbat, all right? I won't be able to get it all today because I haven't even dealt with the depths of the Yare. I do want to touch on us. He says here, I want to go back to Revelation, Giliana 14:7. He says that this everlasting word, this message, this Daba, the word of Yah, his Daba, shall be declared into all the nations. And he said, saying with a loud voice, you must fear Yah and give kabod to him. Is that what he says? You must give honor. Now, brothers and sisters, how do you give honor unto one? Let me show us an example. When one meets Mr. Bush, they will call him, they will go and say, Mr. President. That is a title that is associated unto no one else. How many Mr. Presidents do you have? Only one in the United States. And they do not call him George Bush. They will call him President Bush. That is the protocol of talking with the president. You must address him as Mr. President Bush. You cannot say Bush. And if you do that, then you're all out of, you're going to be lambasted. You're going to be, you're going to ostracize and everything because you do not understand the protocol. But it is President Bush. It shows an honor to the man that holds the office. Now, I want to use that for what acknowledge it just to make your point. And to hell with all gods. Damn all gods. Now, if Yahweh is what this wicked Christian I'm calling him, where is the honor that is due unto him? If they honor Mr. Bush like that, President Bush, or this is doctor, they don't call him doctor, you call him Dr. Smith. You show a great honor for the doctor. He walks in with his stethoscope around his neck with his white stuff on, his clogs on, and you go, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Smith, or Dr. Vienna. You show them great reverence, don't you? Because they want to be called doctor. They want that precise title associated with their name because it's an association of their labor to acquire it. And don't call them Mr. Johnson and Dr. Johnson. They said that Senator Frisk, he was the only senator to ever put the title of his position on his Senate door. All the other senators put Senator Jesse Ham. He put Senator Dr. Fritz of Tennessee. And so a doctor wants his title that's associated with his proudness and his accomplishments to be known. And so, in order for us to honor him, we must know him and know his name. How can you show him honor? If someone is having an honoring service with one, they do not say, well, we're going to honor him. Who? Well, this fellow right here with the blue shirt. No, who are you honoring? We're going to have an honoring of Mr. James Effler. We're going to honor him for his labor, his work, for his contributions to Borax Corporation. They let you know his name, don't they? And they constantly resonate his name. When the speakers come up one after another, they may do a little tongue in cheek, but they want you to know that has been or have been intricate parts of this labor. And their names are brought forth constantly. How can you honor him without honoring his name? He says, this is the message. This is the message that must be declared. The Yare of Yah. And it began, once you began to fear him, you honor him. Hallelujah. Oh, a child, when they go out from among their parents, and that have the fear of their parents in them, and someone says, who is your dad? Oh, my daddy's name is Dale Rainey. They know that. You understand that. So it begins with the Yare. And we're going to need that because he says his judgment, his mishpatim,
And it's going to take me a whole service just to preach on that one. I want to do it some justice, all right? I had said that I would do it all today. But I want to do it a little justice because I want to show you something, brothers and sisters. It's in the book that we just don't like. It's in the book that we do not have time for it. I don't know why. We got free time, but we just don't have time for this. Some of y'all, you come in here when it's prayer time, you want to open it up. That not right. You do it at home. Spend enough time at home. Hallelujah. Scripture doesn't tell you when you come to prayer to open prayer when you come in the house of the Bible, you have to open the book. It tells you to praise Him. Lift your hands. That's what you do. Open the book. Okay, if you folks don't like me, I'm still a warrior. Hallelujah. You folks, nah. When a warrior doesn't feel like a warrior, he's still a warrior. Because he's willing to die. So we must, Yare and Kabod, Aniyah. David says, David and Tehillim, Psalms 22, 23. See, we will know whether we fear Yah and honor Him. Because you must understand this message of the everlasting message. It works hand in hand. It says in Tehillim 22, verse 23. Now, if this is not true, tell me, Dave Roberts, sit down. Deacon Benedict, any of you brothers, come up here and just close this out, all right? I have no problem with you telling me that, okay? But this is what it says. Tehillim 22:23. You. Who's it that talking to? No. It didn't say us. It said who? What does it say? Say what it says. Now point to you. You. You understand? That's what it says. You. Not us. Not them. Not they. That's how we do things, doesn't it? Don't we? So in my sins, I want to group everybody together. What we all do, honey, has nothing with what we all do. I will, my brother. He says, you. You understand? You. That Yare, Yahweh. You that fear Him. He says, Hallel. Him. Got to drive you to do that, don't we? You might as well say, help me, Yah. When one fears Yah, he will, hallelujah. There are you that don't even move your lips because you have no fear. You now. See, if he said they, then I could just be a part of the group, but he said you. I like that. He brings it home, my friend. He breaks it down to the common denominator. You. You. Is he talking about you? No, he's talking to you. 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 We always say she or her or him, don't we? He says you. You. That fear Yah. If you fear Him, Hallel. That's with a great flow of vocal integrity. Hallel. Tefireth. Praise Him. All you seed of Yaakov, you that have this prevailing ruach, to prevail against the powers of hell, you kabod, you honor Him and fear Him. All you seed of America, Israel, the true seed of Israel will kabod. And they will yare Yah. They will. And see, you will know whether you fear Him. Why? Because He says, don't do it. But He commands us to let everything that have breath to praise Him, doesn't it? And so you have breath, you send to hell with Yah. And I say that it may burn a profound imprint in our mind. That's how we talk to Him. I don't feel like it. I don't like doing it. Yah. You know those songs that we used to sing? Whatever you tell me to do, I do it. Wherever you send me, I go. As Evangel Horn said, you know we were just singing a pack of lies. Yeah, we're singing a pack of lies. We sang it because it sounds nice. And everybody else said,
wherever you tell me, oh yeah, I will go. Wherever you lead me, I will go.
Yeah, smiling at each other.
Wherever you guide me, I will flow. Just lead me, oh yeah, where you hear my mouth. This, you know, it's lies.
I don't care if you don't love me. This folly cannot be a part of the true worship of Yah. And I intend to tear down every foundation of it. Root it up. We say that. Hallelujah. He tells you what way to go, to walk in His Torah. To keep His mitzvah, His mishpatim. Hallelujah. That's what He commands us. And you say that because it gives you some sense of who you are. We're nothing. Nothing but flesh. We stink. All of us. We stink. You stink. Every last one of you. You're filthy. White flesh in you. Black brown flesh. You stink like a pack of hogs. That's what we smell like. And you promote you. Now I promote Him. I'm nothing. And I'm glad I'm nothing. He is everything. I like it that way. Hallelujah. So we must fear Yah. If you fear Yah, you will to fear wrath. You don't fear Yah, you're just as quiet as a lump on the log. Hallelujah. You don't reverence Yah. Come on, Jacob, Israel, you don't fear Him, nor do you praise Him. That shows you have no fear of Yah. Because this whore, she has, and I want to get into the depth of that. I don't want to do it now because my energy level is not there to do it. And I'll show you why we don't do it. It's in the book. So you that truly fear Yah, you are Hallel. You have to pop. I shouldn't have to say, come on, praise Him. That should be I didn't say anything in the dining hall yesterday. Everybody just began to praise Yah. Because we don't fear Him, there's no Hallel. Hallel. Oh, I don't feel like because you don't fear Him. Hallelujah. You just don't fear Him. When you fear Him, there will be some Hallel. You will to fear wrath. You will praise Him, your mouth. Do you all hear me? And I mean that. You will not come in His house like a nincompoop on the law where there's never any praises in your mouth to Yah. And the reason you do that is because you don't fear Him. You don't believe you're in His house. So you come in here any kind of way. Come on, some of you young men, you never flow of His ruach flowing from you. Come on. You young daughters, come on. You married men and women. Something's wrong. You have no fear. I don't care about your white ways or your black ways. They're wicked. I give a damn about that. I don't care what kind of whole house you were raised in. I bring you to the Bayats. The true tabernacle. Hallelujah. Of Almighty Yah. So He can tear down the walls. So if you fear Yah, you will Hallel. You will praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at noontime. Nighttime. You wake up. You will Hallel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will, yes. Because the enemy has taken that away. There is no Hallel. There's no Tefillah. You praise Him in your home. Hallelujah. You will. You will Kabod Yah. David warns us here. In Tehillim 86 and 9, he gives us a sure word. This is for us, Israel. He says that in some of the nations, is that all or few? All nations whom you have made shall come and you shall call. They shall worship you before you. O sovereign Yah, and shall honor Kabod, shall honor your titles, and shall honor His name, and shall Kabod His name. That's the book. No, you shall not His authority, but His Hashem. You will honor His name. So you cannot have honor for the everlasting message, the fear of Yah and honor Kabod to Him. You cannot have Kabod
unless you honor his name. Have you ever gotten upset with one? Just be brutally honest. You talk to them, but you don't call them, you don't speak their name. You can talk to someone, you will not say David or Gene or Jermaine or Dolphus, or you won't say their name. Come on, you hypocrites, you live long enough, you've done that, all right? You don't want to mention their name. You can't mention their name. Come on, my brothers and sisters, this is the true reality. It's true. You don't want to mention their name. You do not want to address them by name. You remove their name out of your verbiage. You don't even want to call their name. It's almost like a mother, father going off on the daughter or the son. They don't even want to call their name. You don't even want to call their name. And if you have not experienced that, well, you will. Hallelujah. I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to mention her name. All right. And so that's the spirit against Yah. Because you show no kabod. You show no honor toward him. So that's why they won't mention his name. Lord. You're damn liars. God. Liars. It's Yahweh. And his son's name is Yahshua. Yahshua. I like to say it. I love it. I don't know how that crazy thing Jesus crept in, but that's all right. Hallelujah. I know Yahshua. A word of strength and a word of direction for us in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 16. Chapter 13. And I want to read from Malachi 2 and 2. But turn quickly to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 13, 16. He says, give honor to Yahweh your Abba. Give kabod. Kabod. Before he calls Hashach. Before he calls darkness. Is it dark in this nation? Yes. Is this nation and the world dark? Yes. Because they have not given honor unto Yah. Brothers and sisters, when your mind becomes so dark, you cannot sense Yahweh. You cannot sense the power of his Torah, his guidance upon you. He says, give honor unto me before the Hashak, before the darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain. We're coming to a time that has never been as dark as the time that is coming upon the face of the earth. It's a time of darkness. And unless you give honor unto Yah, and the reason you will get honor because you have the fear of the Yahreh, you're going to stumble, and many are stumbling today before the Hashak, the darkness set in, and the mountain your feet stumble. And while you look for your Yahshua or light, he turned it into shadows of death and make it not only Hashak, but gross, gross darkness. There is a gross darkness in this nation because it's full of thievery. You cannot steal. It's one of murdering. It hates its brothers. The doctrines teach you to hate. They teach you a falsified thing we call love because it's based on your philanthropy or your giving or doing and your feelings. But it's not the love of Yah. How do you know? Here it is, love. Not that we love him, but he loved us. And we know we love him because we keep his mitzvah, his commandments. A man cannot love you without keeping the commandments of Yah. I don't care if your mama say, I love him. I love you, honey. I don't care if your daddy say, you cannot express the power of the Ahava of Yah unless you love him first. And the only way you love him first, you must keep his mitzvah, his commandments. I don't care what you say. You are a flat out liar and no truth is in you because the scripture teaches that. It's either the book is a lie or you are a liar or this is true. And you're a liar. I believe this. Let every man be a liar. And let the book be true. Hallelujah. Let Dave Roberts be a damnable liar. But this is true. You don't even know the power of love. And when you receive the Ruach HaKodesh, HaKodosh, it spreads abroad the power of that love in your life. That's what it does. Not this crazy mouth-forming trash that's going around in this wicked nation. Your white stuff forming in your mouth in the corners. Stinking like a hog in his wallow. You wallowing like a hog. That is not of Yah. Hallelujah. Whether you love me or not is still the truth. And this is one profound reading in Malachi, chapter 2, verse 2. I'm going to stop right here because next Shabbat, I'm going to finish this. I know you're listening up there. Brother Mike or Sister Michael, they wrote me a letter this week and said, Pastor Roberts, keep preaching. Even when it knocks me down, it shows me what I am. When it hurts me or whatever, don't stop. Well, bless you, my brothers and sisters. Don't worry. This preaching will not stop. Not one bit at all. Hallelujah. And bless you for that strength. And they are one of the people that send offerings. These other Jezebels try to tell me things, and they don't send a nickel. Had one from Florida send me this, and I'm going to deal with that about the lunar Shabbat. They're ignorant people. They're ignorant. They don't study, and they don't know the word of Yah. I like that kind of stuff because it motivates me. So don't send me nothing like this. I know more than what you think you know. I know more than what she does. And that's a fact. Hallelujah. How can you say, because I know him. I know his word. And she doesn't. Double-minded, unstable generation. I'm not unstable. I said to the person, you don't need to convince me. If you confess, you do your thing. I'm not convinced. So don't even try to convince me. Hallelujah. The word of Yah in Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. I wish that these whorehoppers, T.D. Jakes, would teach this, but they're not. He's talking to the Kohen. He says, if you will not hear me, not receive my words, and if you will not lay it to your lap in your heart, if you will not let it rust in your bosom, he tells us to give kabod to my name. Does it say that? He said, you must give honor. And the way you give honor to his name, you call out his name. Just like one said, Hail Caesar! Bless Caesar! You hallelujah! 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 Toraya! For Yahshua! He said, you don't consider that fools? And give honor to my name? That's what he said. You must give honor to my name and give honor to my name, saith Yahweh of hosts. Teshuvah. I'm the one that's saying this. This ain't coming from Malachi. This is coming from my bosom. He said, I will even send a blessing. I will curse you. I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessing. If Yahweh bless, then no man can curse, can they? Only Yah can. He said, I will send a curse upon your blessing. And he emphatically said, yes, yes, I have cursed them already. Because you do not lay it to heart. What did he command them to lay to heart? To give honor, kabod, unto his name. See, this generation won't lay it to heart. Well, honey, I was born in the law this way, and I'm just going to stay the way. You're a fool then. Because in the first KJV, and I have a copy, you will never find the name of Jesus there. But you will find the name Yahweh there in the Hebraic writing. It's there in that book. And I can show it to any scholar and any man. It is so visible, but the enemy has done a tremendous job to try to hide it. But Yah made them put it there where they couldn't hide it. It's there. He made them put it there. It is there in a bowl. It's a boldness there too. Is there? He said, you're not going to hide it. That's all right. He said, I know your pens are corrupt, but that's all right. The Ruach. Yahshua is the Ruach of prophecy. Because he is there, then the light will shine. Yisrael will know and they will hear. You must give honor to his name. And so this nation, the T.D. Jakes, they do that. The Benny Hins, even their blessings are cursed. That's why they can't be satisfied with one Rolls Royce or one Bentley. That's why after 6 months they're tired of it. Because they can never be satisfied. I want to continue from this point on next Shabbat. I will. May Yah brock you all and strengthen you. May he cause the light of his blessing, Yahshua, to shine upon us all and fill our life with great delight. For the promise, listen to me, the promise is unto Israel.
Yeshua is coming soon. You can delight in that. Hallelujah. But we barak Yah for all things. We pray for one for the other that Yah's will be done. Let us, come on, y'all sing this song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Voiced by your Sadiq, O Maria, and the true witness of Yahshua the Lamb, rejoice this day. Let this be a Shabbaton unto Israel. We may take great comfort in the witness of Yahshua the Lamb. Bless your people, I pray, and strengthen them. Guide us. Take us on the path. And leads us to your presence. And that path is the righteous law of Yahshua. So we bless you today in all things. Give us all comfort today. Yahshua's mighty name. And Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.